Over the weekend, Baltimore County gave away more than 1,000 boxes of groceries. This is part of an effort to help residents who are out of work, including the thousands who have filed unemployment claims since the middle of March. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
By the time volunteers and county staff begin handing out the boxes at 11 Saturday morning, the line of cars wraps around the block. The line ends just outside the Scotts Branch Police Athletic League Center in Milford Mill.
It's a parade of cars, yes.
Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski is here with his four-year-old daughter, Daria, to help pass out the food.
Why? Well, you see what they're doing? What's everybody doing? Giving them boxes of food?
Yeah.
So no one goes hungry? Yeah.
100 boxes of produce and 113 boxes of non-perishable groceries are piled under open-sided tents to protect them from the light rain. One by one, the cars pull up. Some of the drivers wear masks or scarves covering their faces. Gloved workers tell drivers to stay in their cars while they put boxes in the trunk or the back seat. Some drivers roll down their windows just a few inches to say thank you. In less than an hour, all of the boxes are gone. Lewis Somerville of Pikesville pulls up with his daughter in the back seat. He's one of the last people to get a box of groceries.
I bought here to pick up some groceries for my family, for my parents, because they're in the house and they're afraid to come out.
Somerville says his job is considered essential. He works in a factory at Fuchs North America, which makes spices and seasonings.
It's very stressful, because a lot of customers have been ordering a lot more product, so they've been asking more of their employees to stay longer hours.
Olszewski says the grocery distribution started last weekend.
It was a smaller scale, but we knew the need is great, so we expanded to 11 sites this Saturday. And these are non-perishable boxes that, for the average family, should last a couple of days.
He says this effort is meant to supplement the meals distributed at schools and PAL centers like this one during the week. And he says anyone can show up, no questions asked.
If there's a need, we want people to know that we're going to meet it. That's the government's most basic job, is to say, if you need help, we're here. Just like we're trusting people to voluntarily honor some of the social distancing and stay-at-home orders unless they absolutely have to be out, we're hoping that people who have needs will show up and those who don't will help out.
The food was partially donated by the Maryland Food Bank and local businesses Keeney Produce and H&S Bakery. The county bought the rest using donated funds. Baltimore County Recreation and Parks Director Roslyn Johnson says this week the county is giving away twice as much food as last week, and they hope to continue to expand the program.
And it's a godsend to a lot of people. Some people who've pulled up have been immunocompromised. A lot of people are getting laid off or furloughed, so it's really a tough time for a lot of our residents. So we're trying to meet that need and help them as much as we can, but we anticipate the need will grow.
The county plans to continue offering grocery pickup between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. every Saturday and grab-and-go meals between 4 and 6 p.m. during the week. Meanwhile, students age 18 and younger can pick up meals between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday at various schools throughout the county. I'm Rachel Bay in Milford Mill, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.